We continue with a discussion on the reasons behind du'as not being accepted. We spoke about haram sustenance, sin, leaving out advising others. There's another important one that comes through. And we're living at a time where there's a special word for this, where a person becomes a dayus, where a person has no integrity. You become very free with your woman. You don't mind her talking to other men. You don't mind her dressing inappropriately in front of other men. You're all, you know, all couples together. This one's husband talking with that one's wife, and that one's wife talking with that one's husband. And all of this has become acceptable. And you consider yourself to be very progressive and going in the times and not being very backwards and open thinking. Yet the hadith speaks about this, and this is a hadith from Al-Mustadrak of Imam Al-Hakim rahimahumullah, and he says three people make dua but that will not be answered: a man who had under him in marriage a woman who had an evil character yet he does not divorce her; a man who gave some money as a debt to another yet he did not use any witness; a man who gave his money to a fool, even though Allah says, وَلَا تُؤْتُ السُّفَهَا أَمْوَالَكُمْ, and do not give fools your money. So this narration informs us of three categories of people. The first is one who is married to a woman who has very lax morals. Such a woman might flirt with other men and not guard her husband's honor and property in his absence. If this is the case, and the man cannot correct her, then he should divorce her, for it is possible that she might bring greater shame to him and his household. And if he does not divorce her, then he exposes himself to the anger of Allah, and his du'as are not responded to. So the first step is to correct, and we need to correct ourselves so that we can correct others. We need to understand what is the obligation and what is required of us. The second person mentioned in the hadith is the person who is not wise in giving loans. He gives loans to people that are not trustworthy, and on top of that, he does not take the necessary precautions. But it is advised that a person giving a loan ensures the two witnesses to the transaction, and this ensures that no dispute arises if the two parties disagree about the amount of the loan. So a person does not take the necessary precaution, then he only has himself to blame, and his du'as will not be responded to. The third point here is, a person who is not responsible for his money and gives his money to people who are not intelligent or wise in business dealings, and he might enter into contracts with a business partner or engage in buying and selling with one who is foolish in these affairs. So once again, he only has himself to blame if he loses his money and his du'as are not answered. This is from the narration of Al-Hakim, these three categories of people. So this is also a reason for du'as not being accepted. Then the fifth reason for du'as not being accepted is being hasty. Being hasty, this is one of the factors which the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has outlined himself, and he said, the du'a of any worshipper will continue to be responded to as long as he does not ask for a sin or breaking ties of kinship, as long as he is not hasty. And he was asked over the people of Allah, what does it mean to be hasty? And he said, a worshipper says, I made du'a and I don't see it has been accepted. So he gives up making du'a. A worshipper should never give up hope or give up hope in getting a response, getting your du'as answered. Even if we make du'a for years on end, we should continue to make du'a, for we do not know when the response will come, when will it be answered. And sometimes there is wisdom in a du'a being delayed, and we look forward to discussing that in time to come. So the point that we've highlighted is that one should not become hasty in wanting to have your du'as accepted. Another point to consider is that a person should not become tired and give up, or lose enthusiasm, lose energy, lose interest in making du'a. The hadith says, a worshipper says, I've made du'a but no response comes, and that becomes tired and leaves du'a. And that is why the angels have been praised in the Quran that they never tire. وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ وَلَا يَسْتَحْسِرُونَ. And those that are with him, the angels in the heavens, are not arrogant to worship him, nor do they get tired. So that is the beauty of the angels. Then furthermore, one should never ask for that which is prohibited. The hadith that I just quoted speaks about the fact that you cannot ask for something which is prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if you ask for something that is prohibited, then the consequences is that that which you ask for will never be granted. In fact, it was a sin. It's in fact almost tantamount to undermining the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then taking it further, the reason why du'as are not accepted sometimes is that a person does not observe the proper etiquette of du'a. And that is one of the causes for du'as not to be accepted. It's important for us to be aware of the etiquettes of du'a and conform to the mannerism of du'a that has been taught to us by the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, and such is du'a, for it is one of the strongest factors that repel evil and bring about a desired good. However, it is possible that its effects are not seen, either because of the weakness in the du'a. For example, the du'a is not beloved to Allah since it contained in it transgression, or because of weakness in the heart of the one making the du'a. So the du'a does not, the person making du'a does not turn to Allah and unify his energies when asking and making du'a. Or the du'a is like a weak bow from which the arrow leaves with weakness. Another cause for which du'as are not answered is the presence of factors preventing its acceptance, like eating haram sustenance or being unjust, or there being a layer of filth due to sins over the heart, and that the heart has been overtaken by play and heedlessness. So we need to be careful in that regard. Ibrahim bin Adham was once asked, why is it that we make du'a yet there is no response? And he replied, because you know Allah, yet you do not obey him. And you know Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but do not follow his sunnah. And you know the Quran, but you do not act upon it. And you eat from the blessings of Allah, but you do not express gratitude for it. You know paradise, yet you do not strive for it. You know the fire of Jahannam, yet you do not run away from it. You know Shaitan, but you do not fight him and instead obey him. You know death, but you do not prepare yourself for it. And you bury the dead, but do not learn lessons from them. And you have left your own faults and instead busy yourself with the faults of others. You've left your own faults and busy yourself with the faults of others. That is simply the reason why your du'as are not accepted. So these are some of the points that we need to consider very, very carefully when we look at why our du'as are not being accepted these days. Someone said, the next time you feel the urge to expose a fault of someone, just take one fault of your own and imagine the whole world knowing it. Imagine the whole world knew your own fault, that you're not regular with the Fajr Salah, or that you've been backbiting, or any other sin that you've been doing in the privacy of your home, looking at things that are inappropriate, or chatting with people that you're not supposed to be, all of this. Imagine the whole world knowing this. What would your condition be? Just remember that, and think that if I expose this person for what they've done, Allah may well expose me for what I'm doing.